For this Thursday, January 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Mount Vernon man is headed to prison following a drug conviction in Posey County. Prosecutors say 33-year-old Brandon Cox was sentenced Wednesday to 25 years behind bars. Cox pleaded guilty to dealing in methamphetamine and maintaining a common nuisance involving controlled substances. As part of that plea, he admitted to selling meth to an undercover informant on two separate occasions. Authorities say Cox was one of 22 people arrested during Operation Last Dance, an undercover drug investigation conducted by the Posey County Drug Task Force. Officials also say Cox was already in custody on an unrelated case in another jurisdiction at the time of the drug bust. Mount Vernon police are investigating a string of thefts from vehicles reported overnight Tuesday into Wednesday morning. The incidents occurred in and around the Country Club neighborhood. Police say none of the vehicles showed signs of forced entry, suggesting they were likely left unlocked. Detectives are reviewing additional surveillance video, and officers have increased patrols in the area. Anyone with information is asked to contact Mount Vernon police at 812-838-8705, option 4, or call or text 812-581-1113 to speak with Detective Turner. University of Evansville officials say former superintendent of the Evansville-Vanderburgh School Corporation, Dr. David Smith, has been named the inaugural sustainability coordinator for the Evansville Promise neighborhood. According to a press release, the new position represents a major milestone in ensuring the long-term success and impact of the Promise neighborhood initiative well beyond the life of the federal grant. Officials say in his new role, Dr. Smith will focus on sustaining the collective work of the Evansville Promise neighborhood partners beyond the grant period, with a particular focus on strengthening organizational capacity, fostering collaboration across partners, and identifying structures and strategies that increase long-term collective impact. They say Dr. Smith's work will help ensure that the systems built through Evansville Promise Neighborhood continue to serve children and families across the community. Tonight in local college sports, USI women's and men's basketball play at Tennessee Tech. The women's game is at 5:30 and the men's game follows at 7:30. The Screaming Eagles women's team is going for their third straight win. They are 11-4 and 5-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI men's basketball looks to end an 8-game losing streak as they are 3-13 overall and 0-6 in the OVC. Last night in men's college basketball, 5th-ranked Purdue won their 8th straight game as they took down Iowa 79-72. The Boilermakers trailed 34-31 at halftime, but outscored the Hawkeyes 48-38 in the second half. Braden Smith had 16 points and 8 assists in the victory. Purdue improves to 16-1 and 6-0 in the Big Ten. They play at USC on Saturday. The Kentucky Wildcats erased a 16-point halftime deficit at LSU and won at the buzzer 75-74. The Cats were down 38-22 at halftime, but outscored the Tigers 53-36 in the second half. Malachi Moreno hit the game-winning shot as time expired. UK has won back-to-back games as they are 11-6 and 2-2 in the SEC. Their next game is on Saturday at 24th-ranked Tennessee. 13th-ranked Illinois won their 6th straight game as they went on the road and picked up a victory at Northwestern 79-68. Keaton Wagler scored 22 points to pace the Illini. They are 14-3 and 5-1 in the Big Ten. The next game for Illinois is on Saturday at home with Minnesota. And finishing up from the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers had their 3-game winning streak come to an end with a 115-101 loss at home to the Toronto Raptors. Pascal Siakam had a double-double for Indiana with 26 points and 10 rebounds. The Pacers are 9-32. They finished their 4-game homestand tomorrow evening versus the New Orleans Pelicans. That's news and sports for this Thursday, January 15th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.